Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox, and today we'll be playing all blues and nothing but the blues. Once again in the studio, I have Mr. Mike Cashwell. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well, Johnny. Thank you for having me back.
And you know, I tell you what, it's really our pleasure. It is. Now, we're going to dig in some blues today. We're going to get some. Our first couple songs are going to be the British blues guys.
All right.
We talked many times about how the blues kind of died in the U.S. and the British guys got it back. You know, the old saying goes, you know, the sailors came back and they had the blues records from the United States. and they listened to it. That was pretty cool. And people say the blues, the British blues, is more sophisticated and a little bit cleaner than the American blues. What do you think about that?
I would have to agree. There are some exceptions, but generally it is a little bit more clean cut.
Yeah. You know, the old guys, I wouldn't say sloppy, but it's a little bit dirty, and it's kind of what made it good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the British guys first came out and they cleaned it up real good, people kind of frowned at it a little bit.
Yeah. Some people would call it a sterile sound, but I think you got to listen to between notes.
Oh, yeah, the between notes. And, you know, then you got the guys like Eric Clapton and Gary Moore. They did it good, and we talked about it in the last episode, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. They all did a really good job at it. We'll start it off with a couple of really, really great blues guitarists from England. Well, I think Gary Moore's from Scotland or Ireland. I'm not sure.
Nonetheless, it's across our pond.
Well, it's a big difference for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, if a guy's from Ireland, you don't say he's from Scotland. But anyway, so if I got that wrong, I apologize to everyone about that. But let's start off with some Eric Clapton Before You Accuse Me.
Someone else. it's true. I give you all my faith. What more can I do? I'm walking by myself. I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man. I said I'm walking by myself. I hope you understand.
That was Gary Moore, Walking By Myself. Oh, that's some powerful guitar right there. You know, Mike, when you hear Eric Clapton, you think about, you know, nowadays Eric Clapton, you think about a Fender Stratocaster and a Fender Twin.
Yeah.
You know, and this is very unique.
There was
unique
time sound. Before that, though.
Well, there's time before that. Yeah, he did the SG back in the day, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
You think about Gary Moore, I'm thinking Overdriven, Marshall Stack, and Gibson Les Paul.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, and like other guitar players, you can hear three or four notes of Gary Moore and you know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the way he picks, but just the sound of the guitar. And some people say he's a little too aggressive, maybe taking blues a little over to the too much of the rock side. What do you think about that?
He gets back to that 1-4-5 and it's all blues.
There you go. He might go around about the way to get to it, maybe a little dirty and aggressive way to get to it. But, you know, Gary Moore is Gary Moore. Tell you what, coming up next, we have a really good song here by Mr. Buddy Guy and Paul Rodgers from Bad Company doing Some Kind of Wonderful.
Ooh.
And I've heard this song done by many people, but I think these guys really do it justice. Here we go. Here's Some Kind of Wonderful from Mr. Buddy Guy and Bad Company's Mr. Paul Rodgers.
I got more than I could ask for. stop when you're sinking down. Tell me love like quicksand. You can't stop when you're sinking down. My gown lead me down to the suction, and I know I just can't turn around. She's a hard-headed woman, and she always treats me wrong. She's a hard-headed woman, and she always treats me wrong. She treats me so bad, that's when she makes me weep and moan.
That was Mr. Albert Collins, Quicksand, the master of the Telecaster himself, also known as the Iceman. Think about this, Mike, you know, he played a Fender Tele, which is pretty much known for country music. It's got that high twang to it, but he puts a Gibson PAF humbuck in the neck position. You know.
Created a very, very unique sound for him.
You know, and people know that, you know, the ashtray that used to cover the bottom pickup, you know, the bridge pickup, he left it on there. That's where he rested his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique style. And he was a very good showman. You know, the stories are that he used to have a 100-foot-long audio cable. And he would walk off the stage and walk out onto the sidewalk of the club while he's playing his guitar solo and walk out into traffic. Now, of course, there's a guy behind him, you know, with the cord, and make sure he doesn't get killed. But the legend has it, in Anton's, Austin, Texas, the legendary blues club, he walked outside, walked next door. Nobody knew where he was, but he steady playing a guitar solo the whole time. He comes back in, and about halfway through the next song, a guy comes from next door and delivers a pizza on stage because he walked off the stage while playing the guitar solo, walked next door and ordered a pizza. And that's pretty good. You know,
that's pretty cool.
That's a showman.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that is a showman. And, you know, all these guys were really showmen because, you know, the recordings were crude, you know, especially in the early days, but all they really knew to do was to play live.
Yeah.
Play live. Or back in the days, you know, in Memphis, it was live radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you went in and you set your amp up and you played and that was your show. That's when B.B. King got started. Can you imagine? I wouldn't want to be the guy who's responsible for the cable behind him.
Yeah.
Get run over by traffic or something.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we got some more blues coming up. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we got some Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. Mike's in the studio with us. You're on WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.